Once upon a time, there was a skunk family. There was a mom skunk. There was a dad skunk. There was a big brother skunk. There was a baby skunk. And there was a skunk in the middle. And her name was Charlene. One day, it was the big brother skunk's turn to set the table. But he didn't feel like doing it. So he turned to Charlene, the skunk in the middle, and said, "Hey, Charlene, set the table." Charlene said, "No." "Charlene, I'm the big brother skunk. Set the table now." "No." "Set the table now or else." And Charlene, the skunk in the middle, looked up at the big brother skunk and said, "You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me." And the baby skunk said, Just then, the mother skunk walked in the kitchen. She said, "What's going on in here?" And before Charlene could say anything, the big brother skunk said, "Mom, Charlene the skunk in the middle won't set the table." Mother skunk turned to Charlene and said, "Charlene, you set that table." Charlene said, "No." "Charlene, I am your mother. You set that table right now." "No, set that table now or else." Charlene looked up at the mother skunk and said, "You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me." And the baby skunk said, Just then, the father skunk walked into the kitchen. "What's going on?" The mother skunk said, "Father skunk, Charlene, the skunk in the middle?"
"Yes."
"She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? Charlene, you set that table right now."
Charlene said, "No."
"I am the father of this family. I told you to set that table."
"No."
"Set the table now or else."
Charlene looked up at the father skunk and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said,
The father skunk said, I've had it with this family. I'm calling the police." He got on skunk phone. He called up the skunk police station. He got the skunk chief of police on the line. "Hello?
Skunk chief of police?
Yeah, that's me.
I got a big problem."
"What is it?"
This is Father Skunk over on Skunk Lane.
"Yeah, I know where you live."
I don't know what to do.
"What is it?"
"Charlene, the skunk in the middle?"
"Yeah."
"She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? We'll be right over." The skunk chief of police showed up in the black and white. Knocked on the door. Boom, 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 boom. They opened the door. "Where is she?"
"She's over there."
"Up against the wall, Charlene. I'm the skunk chief of police. Set the table."
"No."
"I'm the skunk chief of police. I'm telling you to set the table now."
"No."
"Set the table now or else you're under arrest."
Charlene looked up at the skunk chief of police and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said,
"That does it. You're under arrest. Put her in the car."
And they put her in skunk handcuffs. They put her in the skunk police car, and they took her down to the skunk police station, and they booked her, and they took her in front of the skunk judge.
"Order in the court. I'd like to hear the first case,"
the skunk chief of police said.
Yeah, Your Honor, we got a serious case here."
"What is it, Chief?"
It's Charlene."
"The skunk in the middle?"
"Yeah." "She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? That's ridiculous. Charlene, I am the judge of this court. I order you to set the table."
Charlene said, "No."
"Charlene, I order you to set that table now."
"No."
"Charlene, set the table now or else you are guilty."
Charlene looked up at the skunk judge and said,
"You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me."
And the baby skunk said,
"That does it. Take her to the king."
And they took her across the street to the skunk castle, down the skunk hallway, into the skunk throne room. And there on the skunk throne was the skunk king. And he was big and smelly.
"What's going on here in my castle?"
The judge said, Your Royal Highness, I don't know what to do."
"What is it?"
It's Charlene."
"Yes, the skunk in the middle?"
"Yes. She won't set the table."
"Won't set the table? Where, Charlene? I am your king. Set the table."
Charlene said, "No."
"What? I am the king of all the skunks. You are a skunk. Set the table now."
"No."
"Set the table now or else."
Charlene looked up at the skunk king and said,
You're not the boss of me, you're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And the baby skunk said,
uh-oh.
The skunk king got up off the skunk throne, looked down at Charlene, the skunk in the middle, and said, Charlene?
Would you, Charlene, would you please set the table? Charlene looked up at the skunk king and said,
I'd be happy to, since you asked me so nicely.
The Skunk King said,
Thank you very much, Charlene.
You're welcome. What are you doing for dinner?
Well, I don't have any plans.
Would you like to come over?
He said, I'd love to. Can I bring the judge? She said, bring the chief of police, too. And they all got back in the skunk police car, and they all went back to the skunk house on Skunk Lane, and you know what?
Charlene set the table.
And then they had a very nice dinner. And at the end of the meal, they were all sitting around talking, and they looked up in the job chart in the refrigerator, and guess whose turn it was to clear the table?
Charlene's. But you know what? She didn't feel like doing it. So she turned to the baby skunk and said, Hey, baby skunk, clear the table. And the baby skunk said, No.
You're the baby skunk, and I'm Charlene. I'm telling you to clear the table now.
The baby skunk said, No.
Clear the table now or else.
The baby skunk looked up at Charlene and said,
You're not the boss of me, you're not the boss of me. You might be the boss of you, but not the boss of me.
And everybody said,
The young skunk packed his junk in his trunk and headed off to boarding school with the monks. His preacher teacher was a funky monkey named Ms. Fizz. She gave him a quiz. He said, gee whiz, Ms. Fizz, I wasn't expecting a quiz. I'm just a young skunk looking for my bunk so I can unpack the junk from my trunk. Said Ms. Fizz, I'll show you where your bunk is. After you finish the Ms. Fizz preacher teacher funky monkey whiz quiz. The young skunk hunkered down on his trunk. And he thunk and he thunk so hard that he flunked the Ms. Fizz preacher teacher funky monkey whiz quiz. Sometimes you stink at what you're trying. And sometimes you're lower than the ground. The young skunk slunk back to his boarding school bunk. His mind was sunk in a funk. Sometimes you stink at what you're trying. And sometimes you're lower than the ground. Adjacent bunks were a couple of punks. They were playing tiddlywinks and other hijinks, judging by the clinks and the clunks. They said, Ms. Fizz quiz is not where it is. Where it is right here. A young skunk can depend on his skunk punk friends, never fear. And they sang, Sometimes you stink at what you're trying. And sometimes you're lower than the ground. Sometimes you stink at even stinking. But sometimes your friends are all around. The young skunk unpacked the junk from his trunk with a kerplunk. He was feeling a little better about the Ms. Fizz preacher teacher funky monkey whiz quiz that he had flunked. Something about the skunk punks in the adjacent bunk lifted him out of his funk and he thunk. I just might survive this boarding school jive with the monks.
Artichoke from 26 Animals, Skunk is the name of that song. And Bill Harley before that from Play It Again, Favorite Songs. You're Not the Boss of Me is the name of that story. In the background, Algo Rhythm Natural from Poddington Bear's Playful CD.
Hi, this is Evan Dates, and I just read three books about a boy named Bat and a skunk he calls Thor. Written by Alana K. Arnold, with pictures by Charles Santoso, and published by Walden Pond Press, this trilogy of books is a really exciting and heartwarming series. You'll have to read the first book, A Boy Called Bat, to find out why he's called Bat, though, because I don't want to give away any spoilers. I never thought you could wear a skunk in a sling. Apparently you can. You can also feed a baby skunk with a bottle of puppy formula if the skunk doesn't have a mom like in these books. By the way, a baby skunk is called a kit. I also learned a lot about skunks. So if you want to learn about skunks, this is the series for you. There are three books to read. A Boy Called Bat, Bat in the Waiting Game, and Bat in the End of Everything. The main picture of these books, put in a nutshell, is that a boy called Bat gets to take care of a skunk kit because the skunk's mother gets hit by a car. Bat's mom is a veterinarian, and she says they'll have to bring the kit to an animal rescue center by the end of the month. Bat tries to convince his mom to let him keep the baby skunk, and Bat even gets help from skunk expert Dr. Jerry Dragoo, a real skunk expert. You'll have to read A Boy Called Bat, Bat in the Waiting Game, and Bat and the End of Everything if you want to find out what happens to Bat and the skunk called Thor. I really enjoyed reading these books, and I think you will too. They're published by Walden Pond Press, written by Alana K. Arnold, and have really great pictures by Charles Santoso. For the Children's Hour, this is Evan Dates. Kelly Welly, and before that, Perry Grip. This episode has a learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for skunks. I'm Katie Stone. We're going to go out with one more on the Children's Hour. This is Cab Calloway.
A little red fox and three little pigs are really famous fellas. Yes, all our friends are big shots now. It's no one we're jealous. Oh, nobody loves us. We hang our heads in shame. Nobody loves us. We're oh so nice and tame. Say nobody loves us. It really is a bump. Nobody loves us because we're just four skunks.
Big bad wolf with his big appetite, a greedy guy, now isn't he? All he does is brag about the dough he made with Disney. Oh, nobody loves me, my spirit sure is low. Oh, nobody loves me for the reasons you all know. Nobody loves me, my best friend said I stunk. Nobody loves me on the count of I'm a skunk.
Felix the Cat is wealthy and fat.
Yes, he was.
He moved into the city.
When did he move?
He said, I'm sure, young man, that you're the other kind of a kitty.
Oh, now.
Oh, nobody loves me. I have no self-respect.
You sure ain't.
Nobody loves me. My life's a total wreck.
Yes, you are.
Now nobody loves me. My pride has shrunk and shrunk.
Yes, it has.
Nobody loves me.
Wait a minute. On account of you, you're nothing but a skunk.
Now he has a new car, that Mickey the Mouse. It has a powerful motor. He passed me by and yelled, hey guy, you have a powerful odor.
Hey, nobody loves you.
I don't mean to offend.
Hey, nobody loves you, but you haven't got a friend.
No, nobody loves me. I guess I lost my spunk. Nobody loves me on a gun. I ain't nothing but a skunk. I guess I ain't nothing but a skunk.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Grunke, and Daniel Lentz. Our learning guides are written by Amber Scheel. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for skunks.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.